USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest mass shooting in America and the latest death of a police officer, one and the same, as it happens at Chicago's Mercy Hospital yesterday. A Chicago police officer, a doctor, and a pharmacy tech are shot by a gunman who then ends up shot and killed himself, although it's not yet clear whether he died of police gunfire or he took his own life. In any case, the president of the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police says of the young officer who died,
"The Fraternal Order of Police lost a valued brother, a courageous police officer who got up this morning, went to work, and wanted to protect the city of Chicago. He did just that, but he did so with his life."
A military spokesman says troops who were sent to the southern border recently by President Trump to guard against the entry of a migrant caravan will be home by Christmas. This is USA Radio News.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99, Amazon Echo Dot, $24, Google Home Hub, $99, and the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday, don't miss it. Select styles valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The recounts and court fights are over. Florida's election results about to become official. The Election Canvassing Commission meeting in Tallahassee this morning expected to certify the returns from federal, state, and multi-county offices. Machine and manual recounts ended with Republicans Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis taking the U.S. Senate and governor's races, respectively, and Democrat Nikki Fried was elected Agriculture Commissioner. The commission normally includes the governor, but Scott announced last week that he would recuse himself as he's involved. General Motors likely to lay off at least 3,000 salaried workers in North America after fewer of them took the automaker up on a buyout offer than had been hoped. GM officials offering the voluntary buyouts to 18,000, a goal of at least 7,000 taking the early out by yesterday afternoon, but reports are the job cuts now could start in January, and NASA's considering offering private citizens a seat into space.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting some of our troops ahead of Thanksgiving. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
I want you to know that this coming Thanksgiving, we're thankful for you.
That's the vice president as he stopped by Anderson Air Force Base in Guam for a Sunday visit with military service members and their families.
I hope you have taken note of the fact in the first 2 years of this administration, we made the largest investment in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan. We're rebuilding our military. We're restoring the arsenal of democracy. And we also included the largest pay raise for military personnel in nearly 10 years. And you all deserve every single thing.
Vice President Pence was heading home at the time from the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in New Guinea.
Turning now to your money. So how much are you paying at the pump? USA Radio's John Clemens takes a look at the national average ahead of the Thanksgiving Day holiday and long weekend ahead.
The price of gasoline declined over 7 cents a gallon. That, according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, is 26 cents lower than a month ago.
Nationally, it's been another great week. The national average has fallen 7.3 cents and stands at about $2.61 a gallon. That now amounts to a 26 cent per gallon drop in the national average from just a month ago.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.